Okay, let me call these hearings to order. It is Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019, just after 10 a.m. We're at the Intracoastal Room at the City of Palm Coast City Hall, the community wing entrance at 160 Lake Avenue, Palm Coast, Florida. These are the animal control hearings. My name is Louis Guzman. I'm the hearing officer presiding. I'm calling these hearings to order, and the first order on the agenda, the first item on the agenda, is I would ask everybody in the audience to please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to take a moment and briefly explain what we're doing here today. These are hearings, they're public hearings, and they're also called what they call quasi-judicial hearings. What that means is that we're not a formal court like you might see on TV or in the courthouse. We do not follow strict rules of evidence like hearsay and things like that that you might see on TV or you might know about. We don't follow those formal rules because we try to make it accessible to the public. But at the same time, we do recognize and fundamental due process rights, and those will govern these proceedings. And what that basically means is that everybody will get a chance to speak and make sure they speak their mind. So we're going to follow a more or less turn-by-turn, you know, format. And I'll let you speak as much as you need to. Again, these are public hearings. They're being recorded, and the public is invited to attend. Now, given that they are being recorded, we need to make sure that we're descriptive in our in what we talk about. So if you're answering a question and you just nod your head, I'm going to ask, you know, is that a yes or is that a no? I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to make sure it comes out on the recording. Imagine if one day someone were to have these hearings transcribed on a piece of paper. We need to be descriptive. That person, whoever's reading it, is not in the room here today and may need to know what we're talking about. So if we say it's the same color as this carpet, well, the person reading, you and I sitting here know this is the color of the carpet, but the person reading it does not know that. So we just need to be descriptive. And if you're giving testimony, then I'll remind you, and I'm not trying to be rude, I'm just trying to make sure the record is perfected. So along those lines, this being a quasi-judicial hearing, like I said, all the testimony is going to be under oath. So if you might be testifying today, I'd like you to please stand and raise your right hand. If you think you might be testifying, if you're going to say something today, I just prefer that you get sworn. Okay. Please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. All right, the next item on the agenda is the approval of the October 1st, 2019 minutes of the animal control hearing. I did review those minutes, and I do approve them. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the cases to be heard today. I do have a sign-in sheet. Hopefully everyone present has signed in, because I'd like to go ahead and take the folks that are here instead of just going through the agenda. So if you're here today, you might be last on the agenda, but on the agenda that you have in front of you, but I'm going to take you first. There's just no point in having you sit around. So the first name that I have on here is Cynthia Grant. Ms. Grant, are you here? Okay, great. Just give me one second. Let's see. Okay, those are agenda items 6 and 7, case number 2019-090209 regarding Serafina, and case number 2019-090210 regarding Barkley. Now, Ms. Grant, I see that you're here. I'm going to have the city go first just because they have the burden of approving the citation, okay, and then I'll ask you to go ahead and have your turn, okay. So let me go ahead and ask the city to proceed. Does the city prefer to do both items at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, please proceed.
Good morning, Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast Animal Control. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one providing proper service along with supporting documents. Animal, Serafina, a spayed dog, and Barkley, a neutered dog. License both expired June 1st, 2019. Rabies expired May 22nd, 2018. The violation is failure to license and vaccinate an animal for second offense. First notice, I was unable to find that we mailed that. And then the second notice was mailed first class July 1st, 2019. A citation was then issued for failure to license and vaccinate on September 10th, 2019. Was posted at location in City Hall September 12th, 2019. And then certified mail to the owner September 13th, 2019. Certified mail results was signed for by a Lauren Grant. The hearing was then posted at the location in City Hall November 13th, 2019. And we had a previous hearing in 2018. And they were invoiced $75 for failure to license. The city requires a $5 license fee in current rabies. And the city recommends that the $100 total offense, second offense citation, be imposed due 30 days from the date of invoice.
So, the recommendation is $100 for both cases?
Correct.
Together?
Okay. Yes, sir.
And 30 days for payment. Anything else from the city?
That's it.
All right, Ms. Grant, please step to the microphone. I need you to state your name and your address for the record, and then anything you'd like to say in response to what the city has just said.
My name is Cynthia Grant. My address is 12 Cherokee Court East, Palm Coast. The little Shih Tzu was 14 years old. He was put to sleep over a year ago at Happy Animal Life, and they have a record of that. The Great Dane belongs to my son, who's in the military. He's stationed in Japan, and he got the first notice. I did not. I got the second notice. We have made an appointment for her to get her rabies shot at 1 o'clock this afternoon. She has thyroid cancer, so she's a very large dog, and it's difficult for her to get around. She's 8 years old. But we are taking her today for my son to get her vaccination, and she'll be registered by the end of the day.
Okay. You said the Shih Tzu. Which one is that one? Because I have
Barkley.
Barkley.
Yes.
Okay. You said Barkley has passed on.
Yes. We took him in from Animal Rescue in St. Augustine. He was 13 when we got him. He only lived a year. He was blind and deaf. We had him put to sleep at Happy Animal Life in Bunnell, so they have a record of that.
When was that?
Over a year ago.
Okay.
And Serafina was inoculated. Her rabies shot didn't expire until May of this year. Again, I didn't get the first notice. I work in St. Petersburg, and I only come home typically on the weekends. And so she was inoculated until May of this year.
Okay. If the city wanted to have a copy of
Absolutely.
The record that said that Barkley has passed away, is that something that you could provide to them within
Absolutely.
30 days? Okay.
Mm-hmm. At 1 o'clock today, I'll be there. And the vet is always taking care of both of those animals. So she can give me a letter or something on there.
Yeah, just something mm-hmm. along those lines, yeah.
Certainly.
And with regard to Serafina, you said that's your son's dog, but he's away in the military. So is Serafina on her own in the house?
No.
Or
yes. Yeah. Typically. No. My husband lives here.
Okay.
We have a home
okay.
Here.
When you said you lived in St. Petersburg, I was like, okay. What? I was just a little confused because
I work in St. Pete.
Okay.
So I just travel back and forth. I'm home on the weekends typically. I'm home today for this. But my husband and my youngest daughter are there.
Okay. Typically, just as an FYI, I'm not trying to give you legal advice or anything like that, but wherever the dog or the pet is living mm-hmm. is considered like the owner, even though,
right.
I understand, it's your son's dog and he's off in the military and you're taking care of it. At the same time, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's, you know, the dog is living there.
Right, and so, that's why I registered her under my name,
right,
because I knew my husband or my son wouldn't be back for a long time, so.
Right, right. Okay, is there anything else that you'd like
that's
to add?
It.
Okay, all right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any response from the city?
We'll confirm Barkley's passing, and we'll go ahead and dismiss that fine.
Okay, so has the is the city revising its recommendation with regard to the fine?
Yeah, we'll call contact Happy Life, get proof of the passing, and we'll dismiss that citation.
Okay. Is the city's recommendation then for a $50 fine or a $100 fine? So assuming Barkley, you receive verification that Barkley has passed away, with regard to Serafina, what's the recommendation for the fine?
For Serafina, we're still at $100 for the second offense for failure to license.
Okay. All right. So, anything else from the city?
No, that's
okay. Ms. Grant, do you want to add anything? Okay. All right. So for case numbers 2019-090209 and case number 2019-090210, City of Palm Coast versus Cynthia Grant, 12 Cherokee Court East. This is first with regard to the this is a allegation of Palm Coast violation of Palm Coast Section 8-51A2, failure to license a vaccinated animal, second offense. Based on the testimony and documents and evidence, I find that Ms. Grant is in violation of that section. With regard to Barkley and Serafina, based on the city's recommendation, what I'll do is I'll order that Ms. Grant provide you with Ms. Grant provide the city with verification of Barkley passing away within 30 days. And so long as that verification is provided, then, you know, the citation will be dismissed with regard to Barkley. With regard to Serafina, Serafina must have her license and vaccination and proof provided to the city within 30 days fining Ms. Grant $100 to be paid within the same 30 days. Okay. All right, so ordered. Thank you. Let's see. All right, so the next person I have on the list is Melanie John. Here. Okay, great. Yeah, you could just wait there. I'm going to find you on the agenda. So that's case number 2019-100386 with regard to pet named MJ, and case number 2019-100388 with regard to a pet named Jules. Ms. John, I'm going to let the city go ahead and go first since they have the burden of proof. Okay. So go ahead. I'll let the city proceed.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. MJ, a female dog, and Jules, a female dog. License expired July 18th, 2019. Rabies expired July 18th, 2019. That is for both animals, Jules and MJ. The violation is failure to license and vaccinate an animal for the second offense. Our first notice was mailed May 1st, 2019. Our second notice was mailed August 1st, 2019. A citation was then issued October 7th, 2019 and posted at the location in City Hall October 16th, 2019. Certified mail October 17th, and result was signed for by Melanie John. The hearing was posted at the location in City Hall November 13th, 2019, and then certified mailed November 14th, 2019. We have two previous hearings, no, one previous hearing and one citation previous waived. In 2017, a citation was waived for another one of Ms. John's dogs, and a hearing was held in an invoice for $75 on 2018. She did submit October 25th, 2019 for both dogs, so they are currently licensed and vaccinated at this time, but it did go past the time given. The city's recommendation is that $100 total second offense citation be imposed for each dog due 30 days from the date of invoice.
I'm sorry, so say that again, $100 for each dog?
Yes.
Okay, anything further from the city?
No.
Okay. All right, Ms. John, please step to the microphone. state your name for the record and your address, and just tell me anything you'd like to say in response to the city.
My name is Melanie John. I live at 15 Sedgwick Trail, Palm Coast, Florida, 32164. And me and my boyfriend had broken up on February of 2019. And he actually took the animals to South Carolina. And we actually got back together, and they came back to the household September 6th of this year. I actually moved in between then, so I didn't receive any of those notices. I did get a notice finally. It was the one in October, and I immediately took them to go get their rabies vaccination, and I got everything done October 21st.
Okay, so it sounds like everybody agrees that both animals are fully licensed, vaccinated, and all that good stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, okay, is there anything else? I mean, you heard from the city. This is something that's happened before. I mean, is there anything else you have to say?
I think the first time was with Xena, my other dog, Xena. Is that correct? Are you talking about the one in 2017?
Marley.
Marley? Okay, yeah, I don't have Marley anymore. That was a very, very long time ago.
Okay, is there anything else? I just want to make sure you
sir.
Plenty of chance to say anything. Okay, great, thank you. I'll go ahead and put it to the city. Is there anything the city wants to add?
No.
Okay. All right, based on the testimony and documents and evidence I'm going to have both cases done at the same time. This is case number 2019-100386 and 2019-100388. The 386 is regarding pet named MJ, and 388 is regarding a pet named Jules. For each case, there is an allegation of a violation of Palm Coast, the City of Palm Coast Section 8-51A2, failure to license and vaccinate an animal, second offense. I find that Ms. John is in violation of that section as to both MJ and Jules. I find further that based on undisputed evidence that both animals are now licensed, and based on the previous violations, I understand it was for a different animal, but they are repeat violations. I'm going to find Ms. John $100 for each. So it'll be $100 for case number 386 and $100 for case number 388. Both are due within 30 days of today's date. Okay, so ordered.
Can I get 60 days to pay? Because I've got holiday, Christmas, and everything, and I honestly could use just 30 more days.
I've
got four kids.
Does the city have any objection? We'll okay, so 60 days is... Okay, we'll do 60 days. Okay. So I'll give you 60 days for both. So in other words, it's not going to be 30 days for one and then 60 for the other. It'll be 60 days for both. I mean, you have up until then to pay. So if it turns out you can pay earlier, great. If not, you know, then you have the full 60 days to pay.
Understandable.
Okay. All All right, great. All right, so ordered. Thanks. Thank you. All right.
So what day would that be?
The next person I have on the sign-in sheet is a John Gambone. Okay, great. Mr. Gambone, you've seen a couple of hearings already, so I'm going to let the city go first since they have the burden of proof. This is going to be... Item number 46 on the agenda. Case number 2019-090303 regarding City of Palm Coast versus John Gambone regarding Daisy. City, please proceed.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence City's Composite 1, providing proper service along with supporting documents. Animal, Daisy, spayed dog. License expired June 18th, 2019. And rabies expiration April 2nd, 2020. This is for failure to license, second offense. First notice was mailed first class April 4th, 2019. Second notice mailed first class July 1st, 2019. Citation issued September 10th, 2019. It was posted at location in City Hall September 24th on 2019. It was certified mail September 25th, 2019, and the result was unclaimed. Hearing was posted November 14th, 2019, and certified mail November 14th, 2019. I think the result on that one was unclaimed as well. We had a previous citation waived in 2017 in a prior hearing in 2018, which they paid in lieu of the hearing $75 fine. The city requires a $5 license fee, and the city recommends the $100 second offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the date of invoice. They did submit yesterday. So the license tag was acquired December 2nd, 2019. So the city recommends the $100 citation be imposed 30 days from the date of invoice.
Okay, thank you. Anything further?
That's it.
And Mr. Gambone? Please step forward to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and let me know if there's what you'd like to say in response to the city.
All right. I'm John Gambone. I live at 68 Whittington Drive. Between my 16-year-old and my wife likes to grab the mail as she's leaving. I didn't know much about this thing. I thought she had taken care of it, the $5. My dog's never been, we keep up with all the shots, all the vaccinations, and nothing's ever expired on the dog. She thought I paid it, I thought she paid it, and then we started getting certified letter, and so I came in last week, re-registered or whatever, and just said, you know, what do I need to do next? And they said, you have to go to the hearing, there's no way around it, and so... That's why I'm here. And also, is there any way, I mean, the rabies shots, these vaccinations, they go for 3 years. And the last time I was late, I think, and I suggested, I said, can I pay 2 or 3 years, you know, till the vaccine runs out? And then we got, you know, and then there's an issue. And they said, no, there's no way to do that. I don't write checks anymore. I don't put anything in the mail. So it just got lost in the mix of $5. And now I'm here for $100, and it's just kind of, you know, I'm not saying I didn't do anything wrong here, but I just wish there was an easier, better way or something, the way we can not have this happen. And, you know, we're running, working full-time, running different directions all the time. It's hard to remember to drop off $5 at the city, and you know, and then it turns into this. So that's about all I got.
The city, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. The city indicated that there was a 2017 citation that was waived, and then a 2018 fine. I mean, is it seems like it's. I mean, you tell me. If you're disputing that, that's one thing. But if not, then it seems like it's just kind of like one of these things that's just sort of annually.
Yeah, I'm not here to dispute it. I mean, I know that, you know, she usually handles the bills, and sometimes, you know, she doesn't, she forgets it, or, you know, and then it was like, did you pay $5? And I mean, so it just kind of, it's not intentional, but, you know, we don't want to turn $5 into $100, but it's kind of unfortunately what happened.
Right, right, and I get that. When you say she, I'm assuming your wife, you meant your wife?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess it's sounding like it's one of these things that's just coming up every year, and you just sort of, it's falling through the cracks, and yeah.
It's okay. Kind of like, you know, whenever we get something from the vet that says it's time to do this or that, we take the dog and get everything done, but that's one thing that she's been slacking on, I guess.
Right.
So that's about it.
Well, and the point was well taken. I'll ask you the same thing. The point was well taken, you know, with the last respondent about, you know, this being the holidays and having a fine have to pay within 30 days is kind of a tall order, since that would be like early January. Are you okay with 30 days if I do include a fine?
Yeah, I'll pay it right now. I just...
Yeah, well, it might be worth, you know, exploring with the city. Since you're here now, you took time off work, the whole nine yards, it might be worth exploring with the city, you know, how can this be done, you know, in any sort of automated way.
Yeah, right, exactly.
If it's paper that's coming over the mail that you have to write a paper check for, I get it, I understand that. And it, you know, it doesn't, I understand, like, doesn't seem like it's something intentional, because it's just happening every year, just sort of like one of these things that just...
Right.
Falls through the cracks. And
yeah, I'm usually in here all the time getting permits, but now that everything's electronic, my secretary does everything, so I'm never here anymore. So, and I just have a question. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, sure. Go.
Maybe they can. So the rabies expires in March or April of next year. I just bought the new tag that's good till next June or whatever. What happens? Do I need to... Am I out of, once the, you know, if we, do I need to prove that I got a revaccinated?
Yes. Yeah, once you get a current rabies shot in April, just submit a current copy of the rabies certificate to us. And also, we do have access online for you to purchase your tag.
Okay,
right. cityofpalmcoastgov.com, go to the animal, like, just go to the search bar, hit an animal licensing, there's a spot for you to put in your information.
Okay.
If you have any trouble getting online through the website, just give us a call and we can still guide you through it or help you guide your way through the web page.
Alrighty.
Okay, did you have anything else to say? No? Okay. And is there anything?
Just go easy on me.
Of course. is there anything further from the city? I know the city just gave an explanation to Mr. Garbone about how Gambone about how he can set up like an automated. You need to hear my order before you leave. I just want to make sure you're here to hear it.
Okay.
I'm going to be submitting a written order that you'll get in the mail, but I need you to hear it now, because if you want to take care of it today. Let me go ahead and do, since there's nothing further from the city, nothing further from Mr. Gambone, and let's go ahead and take care of this now. So this is for case number 2019-090303, City of Palm Coast versus John Gambone, regarding Daisy, alleged violation of City of Palm Coast Section 8-51A2, failure to license a vaccinated animal, second offense. Based on the documents and testimony, I find that the Mr. Gambone is in violation of that ordinance. I also find that the pet Daisy has been licensed and proof of vaccination. Everything has been done. However, since it is a second offense, I'm going to have to fine you the $100 due within 30 days. Whatever else you need to work out with the city. But I just wanted to make sure you heard the order. I'm constrained by the law to fine you $100 within, and you have to pay it within 30 days. So ordered. Okay, so thank you for being here, sir, and hopefully you can figure it out, something automated. So. The next person I have on the list is Ms. Lucia Barbosa. Okay, good. Thank you, ma'am. Let's see, this will be... It's item number 8 on the agenda. Case number is 2019-090211. City of Palm Coast versus Lucia Barbosa regarding an animal named Logan. The alleged violation is City of Palm Coast Section 8-51A2, failure to license a vaccinated animal, second offense. City?
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast, Animal Control. I'm entering into evidence the City's Composite 1, providing proper service along with supporting documents. Animal named Logan, neutered dog. License expired June 14th, 2019, and we have an expiration of the rabies October 6, 2019. This is for failure to license and vaccinate an animal, second offense. First notice was mailed first class April 4th, 2019. Second notice mailed first class July 1st, 2019. Citation issued September 10th, 2019, posted at location in City Hall, September 12th, 2019. It was then certified mailed September 13th, 2019, and the result was unclaimed. The hearing was posted at location in City Hall, November 13th, on 2019, and was certified mail November 14th, 2019. Result was unclaimed. We have two previous citations that were waived in 2016 and 2017. And a hearing was held on 2018 and an invoice for $75 was issued. The city recommendation is that we require a $5 license fee in current rabies information. The city recommends that the $100 total second offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the date of invoice.
I'm sorry, what was the recommendation? 30 days?
And we require a $5 license fee in current rabies still, and a $100 total second offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the date of invoice.
Okay, Ms. Barbosa, if you would, please step to the microphone. State your name and your address, and tell me anything you'd like to say in response to what the city has said.
Okay, my name is Lucia Barbosa, and I reside at 117 Coral Reef Court, Palm Coast, Florida. I actually have a copy of my dog's rabies shots and the license here, if you need to see that for validation purposes.
Okay, so why don't we do this? According to what the city just said, that as far as they know, there hasn't been a license and all that. So why don't you go ahead and work with the city right now? We'll kind of skip over your case for now, and let the city take a look at what you have and see what they have to say about it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we'll pass on this case. I'll let you show that to the city, and then when the city is ready to revisit it, then we'll revisit your case and figure it out from there.
Okay. I also want to say that my husband suffered an ischemic stroke, and I'm working all the time. I have two kids. I'm the only one working, so I'm never home during the week. I just received that notice on October the 13th, and I was hospitalized for some health issues. I have proof of that as well.
Okay,
show me that my husband is on disability.
So everything that you're referring to, why don't you go ahead and show the city first?
Okay.
Because the reason I'm saying that is that might change how they approach the case, okay? I want them to take a look at it first and see if there's anything that they want to change about what they recommend and all that. So
okay.
What we'll do is we'll let you go do that, and we'll deal with some other cases while you're doing that with the city.
Okay. So should I go to the...
No, right there. Or whomever.
Okay,
whoever from the city wants to...
I would like to request a waiver if that's possible.
Okay, we'll review that. Okay. Just let them see what they have.
Okay, thank you.
See what you have. Okay. All right. Okay, so while you guys are doing that, I'm just going to go through... Is there somebody that I can go through with the withdrawn?
We're good.
I'm sorry. Let's go ahead through the agenda and take the withdrawn cases, please. Okay, so I have on the agenda that item number 2, case number 2019-100409 is withdrawn. I just want to make sure that's correct.
Correct.
Okay. And then item number 4, 2019-090205 is also withdrawn.
Correct.
And item number 5, 2019-100391 is withdrawn.
Correct.
Okay. Sorry. Item number 9, case number 2019-100266 is withdrawn.
Yep.
Item number 11, 2019-100259 is withdrawn.
Yep.
Item number 12, 2019-100260 is withdrawn.
Yes.
Item number 13, 2019-090266 is withdrawn.
Oh, yes. Hold on one second.
Yes. Ma'am, you could sit. We're going through the withdrawn cases. We'll get back to you in a minute, okay? Please sit.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And item number 14, case number 2019-090267 is withdrawn?
Correct.
And item number 16, 2019-090271 is withdrawn?
Correct.
Item number 17, 2019-090272 is withdrawn?
Correct.
Item number 19, 2019-100381 is withdrawn.
Okay.
And item number 20, 2019-100385 is withdrawn. Item number 21, 2019-100384 is withdrawn.
Yes.
Item number 22, case number 2019-090246 is withdrawn.
Yes.
Item number 25, case number 2019-090285 is withdrawn. Okay. Item number 26, case number 2019-090279 is withdrawn. Item number 27, case number 2019-090282 is withdrawn.
Yep.
Okay, item number 28, case number 2019-090283 is withdrawn.
Yes.
Item number 30, case number 2019-100264 is withdrawn.
Yes.
Item number 31, case number 2019-090287 is withdrawn.
Yep.
Item number 32, case number 2019-090288 is withdrawn.
Yep.
Item number 34, case number 2019-091133, is that withdrawn?
Yes.
Item number 35, case number 2019-091134, is that withdrawn?
Yes.
Item number 36, case number 2019-091135, is that withdrawn?
Yep.
Okay. Item number 37, case number 2019-090293, is that withdrawn?
Yep.
Item number 38, case number 2019-100281, is that withdrawn?
Yep.
Item number 39, case number 2019-100284, is that withdrawn?
Yep.
Item number 44, case number 2019-100287, is that withdrawn? Okay. And item number 45, case number 2019-100290, is that withdrawn?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any that are withdrawn that I haven't called?
No.
Okay. All right, so we'll go back to Item number 8, Ms. Barbarossa. Okay, so Ms. Barbosa had indicated earlier that she had some documents to show the city. The city, I'll let you proceed with anything after your review of the documents. Have you gotten a chance to review the documents?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have any changes as to your recommendations or?
No, I do not. She submitted yesterday.
All right, so, let me ask you this. Is the animal now licensed?
The animal is now licensed as of December 2nd.
And the recommendation is still $100 fine within 30 days?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Ms. Barbarossa, I want to make sure you have plenty of chance to speak. You heard the city's recommendation, so is there anything that you... Go ahead, please step to the microphone and state your name again and address for the record, and let me know if you have anything to say in response.
Okay, my name is Lucia Barbosa, and I'm at 117 Coral Reef Court North, Palm Coast, Florida, 32137. Because my husband had a stroke, I thought that when my husband and my son went to get the rabies shots back in October 19th, I had thought that the license was over there and they had taken care of it. I was, like, working all the time, so it was a little bit of confusion. My husband has slurred speech, so there was a little mix-up with that. And I'm just requesting a waiver, if that's possible.
Okay.
Because, just because of, the crisis in my family and everything that's going on right now.
Now, there's an indication from the city that this was a second offense, with regard to... So they said there's a second offense. In other words, that you, either this animal or some other animal that you've owned or had, was unlicensed, and they had to go through a citation, and you've been through this before. Do you dispute that?
I have paid a fee. I think my son had to pay a fee of $100, I believe it was.
And how long ago was?
That was last year.
Okay.
2018 was a $75 invoice.
Or 75. I don't remember exactly how much it was. Close to that, anyway.
Okay.
I haven't had another dog with this problem, so I don't know what other dog, because Logan's the only dog that I have and had this problem with.
Go ahead. I'll let the city respond. Go ahead.
Barbara Grossman, Code Enforcement Manager with the City of Palm Coast. I would like to confirm the $75 is paid before we make our recommendation if we want to change it.
Okay, then we'll pass on the case again while you do that.
But it'll take me one sec.
Yeah. So go ahead and you just heard what she said. So why don't you go take a seat. We'll take other cases while she's working on that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right, so I don't have anyone else on the sign-in sheet. Is there anyone else in the audience who has a case here today? Okay, hearing none. We'll just take the rest in order. So the next one I have then is item number 1, case number 2019-090924, City of Palm Coast versus Jimmy Robinson, allegation of violation of Palm Coast Section 8-51A2, failure to license a vaccinated animal, first offense, the animal's name is Chaos. City?
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. The animal named Chaos is a male dog. This started out as an animal control case. Stephanie Hawkins, who could not be here today, she is sick. Back in September 23rd of 2019, Stephanie Hawkins received a complaint for dogs running loose using the neighbor's property as a restroom and a wellness check on the dogs kept in cages. When Ms. Hawkins arrived at the location, she met with a Lawrence Maskill, who resided at the residence but did not own any of the dogs. One dog on the property was licensed to Jimmy Robinson. The dog Chaos was not licensed at the time. Ms. Hawkins explained the courtesy notice was a written warning, and it would reflect the nature of the complaint in her visit, which was for running at large and going to the bathroom on neighbors' yards. At that time, she issued the courtesy notice asking for current rabies and license on this one animal, Chaos. October 10th, 2019, Ms. Hawkins then received a second complaint of the dogs running loose. She then issued the citation for the dog not being licensed with the City of Palm Coast at that time, and a notice of violation was posted for the animal running at large and creating a nuisance. On October 14th, the citation was mailed first class and certified to the animal owner. So we still had the outstanding citation for failure to license and vaccinate for Chaos. Notice of hearing was then posted on November 14th. And they did come into compliance on November 19th and licensed the dog and provided rabies. Given that it took so long for them to come into compliance for the licensing, which we generally give them 5 days to license an animal and provide vaccination, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the invoice.
Okay, anything further from the city?
Nothing further.
Okay. All right. Is the respondent, Jimmy Robinson, in the audience this morning? Okay, hearing none, is there anything that the city wants to add?
Nothing to add.
All right, based on the documents and testimony entered in the evidence in case number 2019-090924, City of Palm Coast versus Jimmy Robinson, allegation of violation of Palm Coast Code Section 8-51A2, failure to license a vaccinated animal first offense, I find that Jimmy Robinson is in violation of that section. I order that Mr. Robinson pay a fine of $75 within 30 days of the date of this order. Okay. So ordered. Okay. Right, so now I see it looks like the city is ready to go back onto item number 8. This is case number 2019-090211, City of Palm Coast versus Lucia Barbosa. And I think the city was trying to verify a previous fine that was paid.
The previous fine was paid, and we will go ahead and dismiss.
So the fine that you were referring to was for last year?
The 2018 case. The $75 fine was paid, and we will go ahead and waive the fine.
Okay, so given that there's been a license, we have proof of licensing and
vaccination.
As of this moment, and there's already been, the fine has already been paid, so there's nothing to order at this point. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess what I'll do is I'll take no action since it's now moot. Yeah, because there's no need to dismiss the citation because up until today, then you didn't know that it was licensed, and so as of today, based on the testimony, then there's now a license, and the fine had been previously paid, so the recommendation is to do nothing, basically. Okay, Ms. Barbosa, is there anything that you want to say? Did you hear everything that the city has said? Okay, I just want to make sure you have your opportunity to say anything that you would like to say. Well, here's what I'm inclined to do. So just to make sure we're all clear on this. So first of all, the documents that you provided, Ms. Barbosa, the documents you provided today showed the city to their satisfaction that Logan is now licensed and has his vaccination and everything is done. So until today, the city couldn't take any action to withdraw the citation or anything like that. So today they saw that proof from you. Addition to that, your testimony was that you had previously paid a fine in relation to this citation, and the city has then also verified that, a $75 fine. So based on that, their recommendation to me is that there'd be no fine. There's nothing left to do. You've already paid a fine. You've already shown the citation, so there's nothing left to do. So I'm inclined to just not do anything. Is that clear? Okay. So, but I want to make sure that if there's anything that you have to say, remember when I talked earlier about fundamental due process and make sure everybody has their chance to talk. If there's anything else that you want to say, I want to make sure you have your opportunity to say it. If you want to, you have to step to the microphone and say it, okay?
I just want to say, I'd like to be clear on when the license and the rabies shots is going to be due every year.
I'll let the city talk about it. This is your chance. This is good because this is your chance to hear it all from the city right here and now, and it's all on the record and everything, so that way everything's nice and clear about what we're doing and why we're doing it. So I'll go ahead and throw it to the city.
Every year on June 14th, your city tag will expire. That date will never change. Now, your rabies expiration, you have your new...
Yes.
It will show your expiration on there.
Okay.
And then once you renew it, you provide us a new copy. But every year, your city tag will expire June 14th.
Okay.
And you can license 2 months prior to that expiration date. And you have a little leeway after that as well, because you didn't receive your citation till September.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Is there anything else that you would like to say?
Oh, happy holidays.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have you anything further from the city?
Nothing further.
Okay. So for case number 2019-090211, City of Palm Coast versus Lucia Barbosa. Alleged violation of Palm Coast Section 8-51A2, failure to license a vaccinated animal, second offense based on the documents and testimony entered into evidence. I will take no action. I'm not going to submit an order on this. I think the record's pretty clear. You have a happy holiday, too.
Okay. Thank you.
So
have
order.
A blessed day.
Thank you. Let's see. So now we're on... agenda item number 3. Case number 2019-100411. City of Palm Coast versus Rebecca Bauer.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. Animal name Romeo, neuter dog, license expired July 6, 2019, and the rabies expired August 16, 2019. The violation is for failure to vaccinate and license an animal, first offense. First notice was mailed May 1st, 2019, And we had a second notice mailed August 1st, 2019. Citation was then issued October 7th, 2019, and posted at the location in City Hall October 16th, 2019. Certified mail October 18th, 2019, the result was unclaimed. Hearing was posted at location in City Hall November 13th, 2019, and then certified mail November 14th, 2019. The result was signed for by Rebecca Bauer. We have no previous citations or hearings held. The city requires a $5 license fee and current rabies if not submitted on or before December 31st. The city recommends the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the date of invoice.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Did you say the animal's now licensed or still needs to be licensed?
The animal still needs to be licensed.
Okay, thank you. Is Rebecca Bauer in the audience this morning? Okay, hearing none, anything further from the city?
Nothing further.
For case number 2019-100411, City of Palm Coast versus Rebecca Bauer, for allegation of violation of City of Palm Coast Section 8-51A2, failure to license a vaccinated animal, to wit, Romeo, first offense. Based on the documents and testimony and evidence, I find that the respondent, Rebecca Bauer, is in violation of that section. I order that Rebecca Bauer license, should show proof of license and vaccination to the city and pay a fine of $75 within 30 days of today. So ordered. Okay. Okay, the next item I have is case number 10, agenda item number 10. That's case number 2019-100267, City of Palm Coast versus Ashley Coleman. Okay, yes, please proceed.
Yes. Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. Animal, name Simba, male dog. License expired July 6, 2019. We have an expiration of the rabies October 5, 2018. This violation is for failure to license and vaccinate an animal, first offense. First notice was mailed May 1, 2019. Second notice mailed August 1, 2019. Citation issued October 4, 2019. Was posted at the location in City Hall October 16, 2019. Certified mail October 17th, 2019, and the result was they were signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. Hearing posted at location in City Hall November 13th, 2019, and was certified mail November 14th, 2019. The result was signed for, and the signature was unintelligible. We have no previous citations or hearings held. The city requires a $10 license fee and current rabies. If not submitted on or before December 31st, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the date of invoice.
So, I want to make sure for that one, the recommendation is license, and if no license, then the fine, or is it the license and also fine?
Giving them till December 31st, and I had recommended this for the last one as well, giving them till December 31st to license and vaccinate. If not, then impose the $75 citation.
Okay.
Along with, well, they still need to submit as well if they don't.
So that was something you intended for the other case 2019-100411 regarding Romeo?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
No problem.
So license by December 31st. And if no license, then $75 within 30 days. Okay. Is Ashley Coleman in the audience this morning? Okay, seeing none, hearing none, anything further from the city?
Nothing further.
Okay, so for case number 2019-100267, City of Palm Coast versus Ashley Coleman, allegation of violation of Section 8, City of Palm Coast Code Section 8-5182, failure to license a vaccinated animal, to wit, Simba, first offense. Based on the documents and testimony and evidence, I find the Ms. Coleman to be and Ashley Coleman to be in violation of that section. I order that Simba, that Ashley Coleman license Simba, or show proof of license and vaccination of Simba by to the City of Palm Coast by December 31st. If no such proof is provided by that date, then a fine of $75 will be imposed due within 30 days of that imposition. That same order, I'm going to revise case number 2019-100411, City of Palm Coast versus Rebecca Bauer, to conform to that same order, the license by December 31st. If not, then a $75 fine will be imposed. Okay, so ordered. So the next item I have on the agenda is number 15. 2019-100252, City of Palm Coast versus Diane Wartursky. City?
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. Animal Jackie, a spayed dog. License expired July 18th, 2019, with a rabies expiration of June 3rd, 2019. Violation is failure to license and vaccinate an animal, first offense. First notice mailed first class May 1st, 2019. Second notice was mailed August 1st, 2019. Citation was issued October 4th, 2019. Posted at location in City Hall October 17th, 2019. Certified mail October 18th, 2019. Result was unclaimed. Hearing was then posted at the location in City Hall November 13th, 2019, with certified mail November 14th, 2019. And the result was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. We have no prior citations waived or hearings held. The city recommends a $5 license fee in current rabies. If not submitted on or before December 31st, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed, due 30 days from the date of invoice.
Okay, thank you. Is Diane Wartursky in the audience this morning? Okay, hearing none. Is there anything further from the city?
Nothing further.
Okay, for case number 2019-100252, City of Palm Coast versus Diane Wartursky, allegation of violation of City of Palm Coast Section 8-5182, failure to license and vaccinate an animal, to wit, Jackie, first offense. Based on the documents and testimony, I order that that Diane Wartursky license show proof of license and vaccination of Jackie to the City of Palm Coast by December 31st. Diane Wartursky fails to do so by December 31st, a fine of $75 is imposed, payable within 30 days of that date of the imposition of the fine. Okay, so ordered. So the next case I have is agenda item number 18, case number 2019-090274, City of Palm Coast versus Jalen Polonia.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. Animal name, Pico Defout. Neutered dog. License expired June 3rd, 2019, with a rabies expiration of September 17th, 2017. Failure to vaccinate and license an animal, third offense. First notice was mailed first class April 4th, 2019. Second notice mailed first class July 1st, 2019. Citation issued September 10th, 2019. Was posted at location in City Hall September 19th, 2019. Certified mail September 23rd, 2019. The result was unclaimed. Hearing posted at location in City Hall November 13th, 2019, and was certified mail November 14th, 2019. The result was unclaimed. Previous citations and hearings held. We have two prior hearings in 2017 and one in 2018. The city requires a $5 license fee in current rabies, and the city recommends the $200 total third offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the day of invoice.
So I'm sorry, did you say there was two hearings in 2017 and then another one in 2018?
No, we had one hearing in 2017 and one hearing in 2018. 2017, the $75 fine was imposed. In 2018, the $100 fine was imposed.
Okay. In terms of your recommendation, licensing within the same 30 days as the $200 fine is due, I want to make sure I understand that.
Yeah, we still need current rabies and a $5 license, and we do recommend the $200 third offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the date of invoice.
Okay. All right, thank you. Is Jalen Polonia in the audience this morning? Okay, hearing none, is there anything further from the city?
Nothing further.
So for case number 2019-09-02-74, City of Palm Coast versus Jalen Polonia. Allegation of violation of City of Palm Coast Section 8-5182, failure to license, vaccinate an animal, third offense, based on the documents, testimony, undisputed testimony, and evidence. I find Jalen Polonia to be in violation of that section. I order that Jalen Polonia show proof of license and vaccination to the City of Palm Coast of the animal Pico Defoe within 30 days of today, and I further order that Jalen Polonia pay a fine of $200 within 30 days. Okay, so ordered. Okay, so the next item I have on the agenda is number 29, case number 2019-100261. City, please proceed.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. Animals name Baby Girl, a spayed dog. License expired July 1st, 2019. Rabies expired July 1st, 2018. The violation is failure to license and vaccinate an animal, second offense. First notice was mailed first class May 1st, 2019. Second notice mailed first class August 1st, 2019. Citation was issued October 7th, 2019. Was posted at the location in City Hall October 16th, 2019, and certified mail on October 17th, 2019. The result was unclaimed. Hearing posted at location in City Hall November 13th, 2019, and certified mail November 14th, 2019. Result was unclaimed. We have one prior hearing held 2018. With an invoice for $75. The city's recommendation is the $5 license fee and current rabies. The city recommends the $100 total second offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the date of invoice.
Okay, thank you. Is the respondent Ulysses Grant in the audience this morning? Okay, hearing none, anything further from the city?
Nothing further.
For case number 2019-100261, City of Palm Coast versus Ulysses Grant, allegation of violation of City of Palm Coast Section 8-5182, failure to license and vaccinate an animal, second offense. The animal's name is Baby Girl. Based on the testimony and documents and evidence, I find Ulysses Grant to be in violation of that section. I order that Ulysses Grant show proof of license and vaccination to the City of Palm Coast within 30 days of today. I further order that Ulysses Grant pay a fine of $100 to the City of Palm Coast also within 30 days of today's date. Okay, so ordered. The next item I have on the agenda is number 33, case number 2019-090289, City of Palm Coast versus Reynardo de Jesus.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. Animal name, Thunder. Neutered dog. License expired June 7th, 2019. Rabies expired January 5th, 2018. Violation is failure to license and vaccinate an animal. Second offense. First notice was mailed April 4th, 2019. Second notice was mailed July 1st, 2019. Citation issued September 10th, 2019, was posted at location in City Hall September 19th, 2019. Certified mail September 23rd, 2019, and the result was unclaimed. Hearing was posted at location in City Hall November 13th, 2019, and certified mail November 14th, 2019. The result was unclaimed. Previous citations or hearings held, we had one hearing held in 2018, an invoice for $75, and then a $60 lien, as that fine was not paid. The city requires a $5 license fee in current rabies. The city also recommends the $100 total second offense citation be imposed due 30 days from date of invoice.
Okay, thank you. Is that lien still active?
Yes.
Do we know that the respondent even lives there anymore? At the 3 Waynewood Place?
He owns the property to this date.
Okay, is the respondent Reynardo de Jesus in the audience this morning? Okay, hearing none. Is there anything further from the city?
Nothing further.
Does lien attach to the property, the real property?
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. It doesn't attach to the animal as chattel or anything like that. Okay. All right. Okay, so for case number 2019-090289, City of Palm Coast versus Reynardo de Jesus, the allegation is a violation of City of Palm Coast Section 8-5182, failure to license a vaccinated animal, second offense. Animal's name is Thunder. Based on the testimony and documents and evidence, I find that Reynardo de Jesus is in violation of that section. I order that Reynardo de Jesus show proof of license and vaccination to the City of Palm Coast within 30 days of today, and also pay a $100 fine within 30 days to the City of Palm Coast within 30 days of today. Okay, so ordered. So the next item I have on the agenda, now I see that there is 4 cases with the same respondent. These are agenda items 40, 41, 42, and 43. Does the city want to handle them all at once?
Yes.
Okay. So for the record, this is agenda items 40, 41, 42 and 43, city of case numbers 2019-090294, 95, 96, and 97, city of Palm Coast versus Larry Meisner, all allegations, each of allegation of violation of city of Palm Coast section 8-5182, failure to license to vaccinate an animal, second offense. These are in regards to the animals named Diesel, Kylie, Theo, and Diamond. City, please proceed.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. Diesel, a neutered dog, license expired June 17, 2019, with a rabies expiration of July 15, 2018. Kylie, spayed dog, license expired June 17, 2019, with a rabies expiration of July 15, 2018. Diamond, a spayed dog, license expired June 17, 2019, with a rabies expiration of July 15, 2018. And Theo, a neutered dog, license expired June 17, 2019, with a rabies expiration of March 19, 2019. First notice was mailed first class April 4th, 2019. Second notice was mailed first class July 1st, 2019, and that is for all four dogs. Citation was issued September 10th, 2019, posted at location in City Hall September 24th, 2019, and certified mailed September 25th, 2019, and the result was unclaimed. Hearing was posted at location in City Hall November 13th, 2019, and certified mail November 14th, 2019. The result was unclaimed. We have a previous citation waived in 2017 and a hearing held in 2018 and an invoice for $75 per dog as well as a $60 lien. The city requires $5 license fee on all dogs, current rabies as well, and that the $100 total second offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the date of invoice on each dog.
The lien amount, the $60, is that $60 for each dog or $60 total?
It is going to be $60 per dog.
Okay. I'm just curious about the previous lien, and I'm curious about the previous hearing that was held in 2018. Is there any indication that the respondent appeared at that hearing?
One moment. Was not present.
This was 2018, right?
August 7th, 2018. He was not present and did not provide any testimony under oath.
And the 2017 was just, that citation was just waived?
The citation, he came into compliance and the citations were waived.
Okay.
I know when Stephanie posted the property, there was the Larry Minster's son was there and took the paperwork from her. He was not the pleasant person to deal with at the time either, so they were well aware of today.
Okay. So for the record, and Larry Meisner in the audience this morning? Okay, hearing none, is there anything further from the city?
Nothing further.
Okay, so the following will apply to these cases. This is case number 2019-090294 regarding Diesel, case number 2019-090295 regarding Kylie, case number 2019-090296 regarding Theo, case number 2019-090297 regarding Diamond. This is the City of Palm Coast versus Larry Meisner. Allegation is for violation of City of Palm Coast Section 8-5182, failure to license and vaccinate an animal, second offense, and to each of those. each of those cases. And to each case, based on the testimony and documents and evidence, I find that that Larry Meisner is in violation of that section as to each case. I order as to each case that Larry Meisner license the animals just listed, show proof of license and vaccination to the city of Palm Coast within 30 days of today. Also, as to each case, I impose a $100 fine due within 30 days of today. And that's $100 for each case. Okay, so ordered. Okay, and with that, I have no other cases to be heard. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So the next item on the agenda is any unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business?
None.
Is there any old business?
None.
Any new business?
None.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the announcement that the next animal control license hearing will be here on February 4th, 2020 at 10 a.m. And with that, we have nothing further on the agenda. Anything further from the city?
Nothing further.
Okay, hearing none. There's no one left in the audience, so I'll let the record reflect that there's no public comment. So with that, we'll stand adjourned. Thank you.